Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. Today is the edition of Associate Pastor Kimberly Horvath, Christian Life Coaching, and she'll be on in just a moment. I just wanted to go over some church announcements really quick. The 16th of September will be the Y4C show, which will be highlighting music performed by our young Christians that are out there doing their thing for the Lord. On the 23rd will be Frankie Vibe in the House of Inspiration, and so do not forget to tune into that. Watch out for your social media, so all of those things, and Elder Faye work really hard on the armor of God, the whole armor of God Bible study, and it's still available, and I encourage everyone to go to Bible study. It's so important. Now I'm bringing on, hello, Associate Pastor Horvath, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I am blessed.
Awesome.
You know.
Love to hear.
Yeah, you know when you just feel blessed, you know?
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
I actually do.
Yeah. That's the kind of night we're having.
That's a good thing.
That's a very good thing. Okay, well, I'm going to just turn the floor over to you and let us hear what the Lord has been talking to you about.
You know, he's been talking.
Ooh.
He has been talking, and I'm very excited, very, very excited about what we're going to be talking about tonight. Today I was, you know, doing some cleaning out of some things and, you know, unpacking of some things that I had not unpacked and that kind of thing. And I came across a card, you know, because I like to buy cards, not just to send people, but I actually frame them. Whether it's the words or the picture, you know, if it speaks to me, if it moves me, I will buy it. And if I don't give it to someone, I'll frame it. Sometimes I'll make a copy for myself, I'll send it to someone, and I'll frame the copy. And
oh, wow.
This card that I pulled out says this. It says, life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning how to dance in the rain. And when I read that, it put everything together. I knew exactly what God was talking to me about. So I'm very, very excited about tonight's lesson. It's about how to dance in the rain in the middle of your storm.
Oh.
God is awesome.
God is awesome. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Now, you know, sister, that I've been having a rough year.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and a rough week in particular, but my year has been pretty difficult. And I have been just doing me. But sometimes, you know, we all have these moments where sometimes you have a moment where the wind gets knocked out of you. And when the wind gets knocked out of you, that's really the time that Satan really, really, really comes on in full force. I mean, he is really after you at that point. He waits until you're at your weakest moment. And that's when he really starts to hit you, because he figures if you're down, he has an advantage. He did the same thing to Jesus in the garden. He waited until Jesus was exhausted and hungry, and that's when he began to tempt him. He didn't tempt him when he was strong and he knew who he was and he had confidence and his body was well-nourished. No, he waited until he was depleted, and then he really sucker punched him. And that's what Satan will do. He will sucker punch you when you're down. He doesn't play fair. That is fair to him. Right? You know how they say all is fair in love and war? That's how it is with Satan. So how do you dance in the middle of your storm when it's raining? And, you know, sometimes it's like a tsunami in your life. How do you dance in the middle of a tsunami? I mean, if you think about a tsunami, you know, many of us in the States, we have no concept, you know, of what that is. We can, many of us, think about what, a certain types of hurricanes are like, you know. We see the destruction and we understand it. But a tsunami is something completely different. A tsunami is, you know, an earthquake that occurs in the water that causes the water to rise and just takes everything in its path over. It just flows.
Water is the most powerful. Woo, water is strong. It can take down buildings. You know,
yes.
And that's why we were baptized by water, anointed by the water.
Amen.
Because that's a strong element.
Amen. You know, if anyone has been to a beach where there are waves, you know what it's like to stand at the edge when the waves come in and your feet get wet by the water. And then when you move in and you get to that point where the water hits your knees, you know that is not a good place to stand, because when the current comes backward and hits your knees from behind, it'll cause your knees to buckle. And you will fall and be dragged by the current in the water. You know, this is what I'm talking about, the type of thing that Satan does. So you need to make sure that, you know, in the midst of your storm, don't give in. Get yourself to safer ground. Either go deeper or move backward, but don't stay where you are. That is not the time to stand still. That's the time for movement. I need someone out there to really hear me about this, because often in the middle of what we go through, that's the time we choose to stand still. But that is not the time to stand still. That is the time for movement. Whether you are moving backward or forward, you need to move so that you
can begin to
do what it is that you hear the Word of God telling you. And God will talk to you if you move, but you can't stand still in the midst of your storm. It will knock you out. Okay, so one of the things I think that we should, let's just go with the basics to begin with, because there are a few things I want to go into a little bit depth about. But when you are in the midst of your storm, that is the time to pray. You know, often, you know, people, you know, they stop praying. I had a period of time in my life where Satan had the ability when I was a teenager to shut my mouth, and I just would not pray. I couldn't. Oh. I tried, but I couldn't. I could not open my mouth. I couldn't get the words out. There's somebody out there that understands that. But that is not true for everyone. Everyone is not someone who's under that kind of demonic force. You need to pray without ceasing. At all times, pray. And for those of you who feel that you're stuck and you don't know what to do, just say, God, help me. That's it. God help me.
You know,
that's all you have to say. It doesn't have to be fancy. You know, you don't have to use any particular kind of words, because God speaks every language. He speaks
every
type of slang that there is out there. So it doesn't matter if your English is proper or not, if you're using the proper words. There's no such thing as a proper word when you're praying with God. He hears the words.
Yeah.
So in all things, always pray, God help me. Meditate. This is not being still. This is being quiet, and there's a difference.
Ooh, that's
okay?
A big
It's not being still. It is being quiet. It is listening for the voice of God, having that knowing on the direction that the Holy Spirit is leading you. You know, it is taking a look at God's word and reading it and reciting it. And when he gives you that nudge, pause on that word. Repeat that word. Perform an action based on that word. Okay? That's the time to use your weapons. And as our pastor said, if you have not listened to Elder Faye's Bible study lesson, you need to listen to it, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We are fighting with the Spirit. And so you need to make sure that you are using the whole armor of God. You need to know it. You need to use it. And for those of you who are saying, oh, I know what that is. Oh, I've used it. Study it further. We need to be a master at every piece of armor. And until you are a master, and I say, I don't believe that you'll be a master until you die. Until you are truly a master, you have no reason to stop studying how to use your armor.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
Use your
Amen.
Armor. The word
yeah.
is your armor. And
right.
not just knowing the word, but knowing how to use the word, knowing how to speak
that's,
the word. The word
amen.
Is your weapon. Speak
mm-hmm.
God's word. It's the truth. Speak it against
yeah.
the situation that you're dealing with and watch what happens. Another
exactly.
one of our weapons, communion.
Mm-hmm.
Remind yourself of who you are.
Yeah.
Communion is another weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Use it. Fasting. Use it.
Yes.
Sowing. Use it.
Mm-hmm.
All those things
mm-hmm.
are things that should be in our arsenal that are just second nature. You already know to do that. This is what
yeah.
we do. So if
this
you
is
don't
what we
do anything
Chris,
else, do
yes.
those things, and those things will have you in action. Don't be still
mm-hmm.
in the middle of your storm. Make sure that you move. Amen?
Amen.
So the first thing I want to talk about, one of the things that we need to remember in the midst of our storm is that God's love is unconditional. There are no conditions
yes, it
to
is.
His love. We
no.
have not earned it. We don't deserve it. It's not about how we feel. It's not about what we feel that we've done or accomplished, and that's why God loves us. We haven't done anything. It is a gift. It is unearned.
Mm-hmm.
It is unmerited, and it lacks our poor, pitiful human understanding. It is the
yeah.
greatest gift that we will ever receive.
Yes, it is.
Just receive
Amen.
It. And know that his love for us is unconditional. There is nothing that you could do that would cause God to not love you.
Yeah, nothing.
Please understand that. God loved
yes.
you before you were saved.
Mm-hmm.
That's why
and
he
all
made
your
a way
dirtiness.
For you to be saved.
Right,
you see?
Exactly.
So don't get tripped up by what Satan might have you believe. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get tripped
mm-hmm.
up by human understanding. God is not a man. His ways are not our ways at all. He loves us before we were even saved. When we weren't even thinking about who he was, he was loving and protecting
yeah.
us.
Yes, he was.
Right?
Amen.
God.
Amen.
And here's the other thing that you have to remember is that God loves us the way he loved Jesus.
Ooh, hold on.
That's so powerful.
yeah.
God loves you
yeah.
the way he loves Jesus, and we know he loves him.
Oh yes, that's
okay.
That's
you need to remember that God loves us that way. Now there are going to be some
mm-hmm.
people that are going to have struggle with that. If you're not there yet, I'm okay. Let me give you this piece of information.
Right.
Understand that if you are a child of Christ, if you are a believer in Christ, that when God looks at you, all he sees is Jesus.
Ah!
So if you don't think that he can love you,
right.
just
mm-hmm.
remember that you are wrapped up in Jesus. And so
mm-hmm.
when he looks at you, all he sees is Jesus anyway.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Jesus
and that is
wants
so
it to be that way. Therefore, you are still loved. There's nothing that you can do, nothing that you can
mm-hmm.
say, no way you can behave that is going to cause
mm-hmm.
God to not love you. His love
Amen.
Is unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk
oh.
a moment about
Ooh.
What Paul says about love in 1 Corinthians 13. He talks about, oh, this gives you the attributes of love, and it says that love is patient. Love is kind.
Love
kind. Doesn't envy. Love is
mm-hmm.
not boastful of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Love is not proud. It's not inflated. It does not behave in an unbecoming way, and it does not worship itself. Love is not quick to be angry, and love does not have any bad, any wicked, you know, any injurious thoughts whatsoever. Love is always seeking to build up. That's
yes.
powerful.
That's
God
very
is
powerful.
Always looking to build you up.
Mm-hmm.
He's not looking
mm-hmm.
to point at you and point out the things that you do, have done wrong. That's the accuser. That's the enemy. God is always looking to build you up. He's always looking
yes.
to give you pardon. He's always looking for another way to make a way. He's always looking to bless you. So in the midst of the storm that you are going through, dance in the rain because you know that you are God's beloved and his love
right.
is unconditional.
Amen.
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 The other thing that you need to remember about God in the midst of your storm is that he is with you. He says, Jesus said, I'll never leave you. And I'll never forsake
yes.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Amen.
Did he not say that?
Amen.
Not
he
only that, he says he is leaving to go to heaven so that he could send mm-hmm. us a counselor, a comforter, the Holy Spirit, who is going to mm. be able to be with everyone in at one time. See, understand
exactly.
what Jesus did here. Jesus only had the ability to be at one place at one time. He was a man.
Mm-hmm.
He was a man.
Right.
But he left us with the presence of God, which was even greater.
Yeah, absolutely.
He left us with the presence of God
precious.
That said, you know what? I'm going to be with Sister Poochie over in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to
mm-hmm.
be with Minister Kim over in Philadelphia. You
mm-hmm.
know, he's going to be
yep.
with Lloyd
yeah.
down
yeah.
there in Maryland. He's
yes.
going to be across the,
yeah.
across the world with other people in Asia, in Africa, in
yeah.
Ukraine, in the Middle
yes.
East. He's going to
yes.
be with people
he's
in
ever.
Russia, in China,
mm-hmm.
in South America, the North Pole, the South
yeah.
Pole, in the middle of the ocean.
Amen.
He's going to be with the
Amen.
People that are flying and in the air and with the folks that are traveling to through space to all these different planets. He's going to be with
right.
all of us. At the same
oh, at
time.
At the same time. Oh, hallelujah.
Look at
hallelujah.
That.
That is some magnificent, magnificent picture when you stop and look at what God is doing.
Yes.
With, you know, through
with
the Spirit.
All of us at the
mm-hmm.
same exact
mm-hmm.
time.
Yes.
If you look
He's
at
only
Isaiah
one who
41 and 10. It's basically
mm-hmm.
telling you this. It's basically saying, listen, don't have any fear, because I'm with you, all right?
Right.
He says, don't be dismayed, all right? Don't be dim. Don't look down. Don't look away. Don't be ashamed, because
right.
I am your God. And God
mm-hmm.
there means exceedingly great and mighty God. Understand this, right? And I want you to read it like this. Don't have fear. I am with you. Don't be dismayed, because I am your God will strengthen you.
I am.
All right? I am
mm-hmm.
your God. I am. That's God's name. I am.
I am.
And he's saying, I
yeah.
am. You know your God, I am. He's
yeah.
going to
Remember
strengthen
me?
You. He's going to fortify you. He's going to
yes.
establish you, give you a strong
Amen.
Foundation.
It
says,
mm-hmm.
I will make you strong, and I will make you have courage. I will help you. I will protect you. I will surround
yes.
you. I will
yes.
uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. This is God talking.
That,
I am
this
talking.
God. Yeah.
I will uphold
yeah.
you with the right hand of my equity, of my
mm-hmm.
prosperity, of my blessing. I'm
right.
with you, he says. Understand that my love is unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care nothing about what you did. My love is unconditional.
Oh.
And
we have to guess.
Am with you.
I am.
And listen to what he says in verse 42. He says, and all of those people that were against you, they're going to be ashamed and confused,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to become
mm-hmm.
as nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they seem really big right now while you're
mm-hmm.
in the midst of your storm. But on the other side of that storm, they're about the size of a gnat.
Exactly. you know, clearly said that I will make your enemies your footstool.
Absolutely.
He meant that. He meant that.
He definitely did.
Yeah, so we don't have to worry about that.
No, you don't have to worry about it. Now, and listen to another reason why. So here's something else we have to remember about how to dance in the rain. You know, waiting for the storm to pass. Don't wait. Move. Understand this. The third thing is that God wants to carry your burdens. And not only does he want to carry them, he's ready, he's willing, and he's able to carry your burdens. The Bible talks about coming boldly to the throne of grace. Boldly. Why boldly? Because you belong there. You don't have to come to God ashamed, scared, wondering if it's okay. No. You just walk up. You just, look, when you get to the doors of the throne room, the doors are going to be thrown open, and you're just going to walk right up in there and walk right up to the throne, and nothing is going to stop you. If anything, they're going to usher you to the throne. And I want you to get a picture of this. He's going to be looking at you, smiling, with open arms for you to come. I want you to get a picture of this. Many people saw the story of Ruth. Esther. The story of Esther. Okay? And they saw that she fasted before she went before the king, because the king was in a meeting with all the other kings and all the other leaders from around, and no one was supposed to interrupt them, especially a woman. And so she fasted because she knew that when she entered into that room, that she could be killed.
Right.
And when she walked into that room, she didn't walk in there knowing it would be okay. I can imagine the fear as she continued to walk to the throne. And she had to wait for him to lower his scepter, because they would have killed her right then and there if he didn't.
Absolutely.
That is not the picture of us going to the throne.
Mm-mm.
Those doors are open. Our Father is waiting for us. He is excited.
He is
happy. And anyone else that's in the room is going to usher you on in there. They're going to push you forward. I mean, you won't even have to get your feet on the ground, because they'll be gliding you up to the throne room.
Yeah.
I want you to picture it like that. And before you can even get there, he's saying, what do you need? What can I do for you? What can you tell me?
Yes.
What can I take off your shoulders?
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
This is the picture of our God.
Yes, it is.
If you look at 1 Peter 5 and 7, it says, casting all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. And I looked up the word cast. It means to throw, to fling, to hurl. And here's the one that I like a lot. To cause something to fall in a certain direction.
Ooh,
cast, fling, throw, hurl all of your concerns, your burdens, your issues.
Yes.
Put them right at the feet of your Father. You don't want them at his feet? Put them on his lap. You don't want them on his lap? Put them in his hand. He wants them.
He wants it.
Bring them to him.
Yes.
He wants us to live freely without burden.
Yes.
So
because
he wants
from which,
to carry our concerns.
Yes.
He wants
he
to
He said, worry
us.
Not. Worry not. He tells us not to worry.
Worry not.
Worry not. And you know, when you worry, you're really saying, I'm not obeying. I'm not listening.
Yes.
I don't understand. You know?
And you're also saying, for those of you who know the word, I'm not trusting. I don't have faith. I have fear.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the things that God doesn't want you to do. He says, trust me. He says, I've not given you the spirit of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He has not given us a spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit.
No.
He says, I've not given that to you. I've given you a spirit of power. I haven't given you no lousy fear. I've given you a spirit of power. And I've given you a spirit of a sound mind. And if you have God's spirit of a sound mind, you shouldn't be believing this craziness. It shouldn't sound right to you. It shouldn't feel right to you. There should be something about you that says, you know, this just doesn't seem right. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't seem right, then stop acting like it's right. See, many of us, we say, this doesn't seem right. This doesn't seem like God. But we still go along with the flow. Don't go along with the flow of something that doesn't seem like your God, because it's not him. If it's not about taking care of you, if it's not about building you up, if it's not about being supportive of you, if it's not about you having a blessing, if it's not about you getting ahead, if it's not about you being healed, it's not from your God.
No, it's not.
And you do not have to receive it. You can turn it away.
Yes, you can.
And replenish those thoughts with thoughts of who God told you he is.
And that's the beautiful thing. He told us.
Yes.
This is who I am.
This is who I am. Yes.
Yeah. And so we can, you know, you will recognize my voice.
Yes.
You will recognize my voice. So.
My sheep are going to know my voice. You're going to recognize me.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to recognize me.
You're going to recognize. You better recognize.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you better.
All right.
So number four, you know, so when we're not sitting down waiting, but when we're learning how to dance in the storm, here's something else to remind yourself of. You're not alone. You're not alone. We talked earlier. You know, some people don't have friends and family and all that. It's nice to have that. But you know what? If you don't have it, it's okay. Because you have the Trinity. If you have the Trinity, you have everything. You could have absolutely nothing in the world, but if you have the Trinity, you have the source of all things. I'm going to say that again. You may not have anything at all in the world, but if you have the Trinity, you have the source of all things. And if you have the source of all things, then you have everything. All you have to do is learn how to manifest those everythings into your current life here on earth. And it's as simple as having that relationship with God and talking to him and opening your mouth and sharing your burdens and telling him what you need and letting him know how you feel. Even when you're confused, even when you're lacking in faith, Father, I'm lacking in faith. Help me. Father, I'm confused. Help me. Father, I have fear, and I know that I shouldn't have fear. Help me. Father, I'm envious, and I know I shouldn't be envious. Help me. Father, I have jealousy, and I know I shouldn't be jealous. Help me. Father, I'm insecure, and I don't know who I am, and I should know. Help me. Tell him everything.
Help me. Yes, everything.
Help me.
You know. He knows everything anyway, and so
yes,
he already knows what you're going to say. So it's just a matter of you confessing with your mouth those things. So you have to speak it into the atmosphere. You have to speak. You know?
And the thing is that when you're talking to God, that is the invitation for him to come and be active in your life. See, a lot of people say, you know, where was God when, or why did this happen? Look, God is always there. And God doesn't always do things the way we expect him to do it. But sometimes he's not doing anything because we haven't invited him in to do anything.
Right.
You have to invite him in. I always say, think of God as being a gentleman. He's not coming in the door unless you open the door and invite him in. Opening the door is not enough. You have to invite him in. And trust me, he has seen worse messes. He's seen dirtier houses. Don't care about the condition of your house. Just let him in.
Just let him in. Yeah.
God is that friend that will come to your house when your house is a mess.
A mess.
And just move the stuff aside and sit down.
You're a mess. The
God
house is a mess.
Friend.
Everything's a mess. Yes.
Yeah, God is that friend. God is the friend that's going to say, you know what, I don't care about this mess. This mess ain't nothing. Mm-hmm. We can get with this. We can clean this up. You know what?
Yeah.
I just want to be here for you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be here for you.
And that's what God is saying.
He's going to come in. Say that again.
I said that's what God is saying to us.
Yes, that's what he's saying. And God will
that's
come in.
Saying.
And in whatever mess you allow him to work with first is the mess he'll start with.
I like that.
I was reading the shack. I don't know if I ever shared this on air before. Did I read the shack about the Holy Spirit?
No.
There's a book called The Shack that I read, and I love that book. It's a story about a man who goes through his difficult time, and he comes across the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And the way the book depicts the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is really creative, really, really interesting, and makes it very clear about who they are. And the Holy Spirit gardens in this book. And she invited, and in the book, the Holy Spirit is someone that he can never really get a good glimpse of because she moves like the wind.
Right.
And her name simply means spirit. But the Holy Spirit, and is also a woman, which many people do characterize the Holy Spirit as a woman, because when you look at the characteristics of her of the personality, they are often attributes that resemble that of women. And
right.
So this book took on the idea of the Holy Spirit being a woman, and the Holy Spirit was a gardener and loved to garden, mm-hmm. and said, "Hey, come and see my garden." And
mm-hmm.
so the man goes expecting to see this garden, and he opened his eyes, and he thought he was going to see this beautiful, magnificent garden and these beautiful flowers
right.
and, all these great shrubs and trees and,
uh-huh.
Wonderful scents and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he looked, and he saw that all the flowers that were next to each other didn't match. Their colors were all over the place. There was no real order to the garden at all. It was quite confusing. And so when she said, "So, what do you think?" It was like a child opening his mouth, and he said, "It's a mess." And the Holy Spirit says to God, "Did you hear that? He said
yes.
My garden's a mess." And the Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit was so excited. And why is that? Because the Holy Spirit specializes in messes.
Yes, he does. Amen. Yes, he does.
And that's the reason why the Holy Spirit was so excited that this man
mm-hmm.
recognized the mess in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Because she
mm-hmm.
specializes in messes. God is not concerned about your mess.
No, he's not.
He has seen greater messes.
Yes.
And
yes.
he can fix any mess. So
mm-hmm.
let him in.
Let him do it.
Now,
let him be. Ooh, let him in.
Yeah. We're not alone.
Take a moment.
It's easy
mm-hmm.
for us to understand the concept of God. That's usually pretty easy. And it is
right.
also pretty easy for most Christians to understand the concept of Jesus. And we understand
mm-hmm.
him being at the right hand of the Father, and he's there, and he's interceding on our behalf. So we know that we're not alone when it comes to them. But it is difficult for people to understand the concept of the Holy Spirit. There are many Christians that
mm-hmm.
don't believe in the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit functions on the earth as our counselor.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
and if you can read it in Luke, God, Jesus said, "Listen, I'm leaving so I can let the counselor come." All right?
Yes.
And the counselor knows all truth and will lead us to all truth. The counselor
yes.
has the answer to everything.
Amen.
See, Father, Son, Holy Spirit is three in one. All right? They
right.
all have the answer to everything, but they all have different function.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit's
Amen.
Function is to be our counselor every day. And the Holy Spirit is concerned about everything that we're concerned about. So if you're concerned about what you're going to wear today, the Holy Spirit is concerned too. If you're concerned about how you're going to get to work or where your appointments or wherever you're going, the Holy Spirit is concerned too. And if you're concerned about what your hair is going to look like today, the Holy Spirit is concerned too. If you're concerned about what you're going to eat, the Holy Spirit is concerned too. There is you cannot separate what you are concerned about from what the Holy Spirit is concerned about. Which means that if you actually talk to the Holy Spirit about the things that you're concerned about, you can have a truthful answer. So if you want to make sure that you look perfect in the morning, you know, I want to make sure I wear the right outfit for the day, Holy Spirit, what should I wear today? And the Holy Spirit will tell you. If you're not sure how you're going to get to work, Holy Spirit, you know I need to get to work. I don't really know what to do. How am I going to get there? The Holy Spirit will tell you. You see, you just have to learn how to hear the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit is talking to you. And then after you hear the Holy Spirit, you have to be willing to do what the Holy Spirit says. Now, I'm going to let everyone know how they know. See, people have been guided by the Holy Spirit and don't even realize it. They call it their conscience. Okay. There are some of you who might have been getting ready to go there, and suddenly you've got that feeling that said, nah, don't go there. And then you don't go there, and some craziness happens that night.
Yeah,
or either
exactly.
You don't go there, and you have a wonderful experience doing something else. You know, we say it's going with our first mind. I like that we say that because our first mind is the Holy Spirit. You know, many of us know that there's that gut instinct. Yes, in the beginning, right? Many of us know there's that gut instinct. And you know every time you don't listen to that gut instinct, you wish you did.
Every time.
That is the Holy Spirit trying to guide you to all truth. Go with it.
Amen.
You will never be wrong. Imagine that.
Go.
Never be wrong. Go with it. That's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, imagine.
The Holy Spirit is our friend. Okay?
Amen.
And imagine, knows everything. When you're at work and you don't know how to do something, Holy Spirit, how do I get the answer? How do I do this?
Yeah,
the Holy Spirit will either show you, lead you to a website, or have somebody come in and show you how to do it.
In,
trust me, you are going to find out how to do it because you have released that issue to the throne room. And God said, Holy Spirit, tell him the answer.
It's very simple, but it requires complete surrender, you know.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Complete surrender. Complete surrender.
Complete.
So where are we now? So we're talking about truth to keep us dancing in the midst of our storm and our rain. So we started off, we said God's love is unconditional. We said that God is with you, okay? God wants to carry our burdens. We are not alone. And here's one that is often very difficult for folks. Extend forgiveness if someone has hurt you.
Yes.
Yeah, number five. And that sometimes for some people takes years. And you know what?
Yeah.
As long as you are not able to extend forgiveness, trust me when I tell you, you are still in the midst of that storm. You're still in the midst of that storm. As long as you cannot get to the point of forgiveness, you're in the midst of that storm. And when you have unforgiveness in your heart, it can turn into a stronghold. And when it turns into a stronghold, it literally can become a cancer in your body. Unforgiveness brings harsh things into your reality. Unforgiveness separates us from all the wonderful things that God has for us.
Absolutely.
Right? When you don't forgive, it hinders God's ability to heal you of the issue of your storm. Because you're holding on to the storm and saying, I still want this peace.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't forgive for a lot of reasons. A lot of times we don't forgive because we don't want to be made to feel like we were a fool.
Right.
But that's because many of us don't have a true understanding of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
think that forgiving and forgetting go together. And they don't.
And they don't. No,
God
there's
didn't
two
say
different
be silly.
Words.
A person
no.
who hurt you might hurt you again or hurt you worse.
He said
right?
have discernment. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Be discerning.
Forgive all things, but don't be silly.
Yeah. Right.
Okay?
Absolutely.
We think that forgiveness means we're going to go back to how things were before this problem occurred. Does it mean that?
Mm-mm.
It just means I'm no longer going to hold this anger in my heart toward you. And I'm not going to wish you ill.
Exactly.
Okay? Now, that doesn't mean that people will
exactly.
not have to deal with the consequences of the things that they've done. Right? God loves
mm-hmm.
us and blesses us all the time, but we still often have to deal with the consequences of what we have put into place. Right?
Yes, we do.
You know,
yes.
many people who are believers
uh-huh.
go to jail. Right?
Yes.
They do. God doesn't super,
exactly.
you know,
exactly.
supernaturally come down and stop them from going to jail. No. He forgives them.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
loves them. And he
yeah.
blesses them. And
mm-hmm.
he blesses them in jail.
Yeah.
And he blesses them out of jail.
Yes.
But in the world.
Amen.
There are still things that you may have to deal with as a result of the consequences of what you have said or what you have done, of your behavior. This is not, this
mm-hmm.
has nothing to do with that. This is just about you no longer being stuck because of what someone else has done. See, unforgiveness stops
yes.
you. It stops you from loving, from trusting, from being kind.
Amen.
From offering of yourself, from being patient for other people. You know, when you are holding on to a hurt that someone else has caused,
amen.
It causes you to treat other people some kind of way.
Yes, it does.
Right?
It consumes your
How
whole being.
How many people
yeah.
are still hung up over a love relationship that they've had, and because of that love relationship, they won't fully open up to someone else? Because
right.
they're still harboring resentment over here.
Yeah.
Unforgiveness will really
and
mess you up.
Yes, it will. Yes, it
All
will.
All right. If you look at Mark 11, 25, and 26, it says,
mm-hmm.
you know, that God wants us to forgive. Why? Because when you stand praying, forgive. Because if you don't, then God won't either. He can't, because you keep holding on to it, saying,
yeah.
it's here, it's here, it's here. And he wants to forgive you.
Yeah.
He wants to forgive, but he can't, because you won't let him.
Uh-uh.
You won't
yes.
let it go.
And he said it by the same measure, you know.
The same.
We get what the same. It's the same measure. So, you know, if you want me to forgive you, then you need to forgive others.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
Period.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You have to forgive other people.
Yeah.
I challenge people to, you know, look up unforgiveness, Google it, you know, Bing it, whatever it is that you do, and really look up unforgiveness
mm-hmm.
and take a look at what it does. And I also want people to look up in the natural what anger and frustration, these things that come from unforgiveness, these emotions, what do they cause? Stress. What do they cause? They cause high blood pressure. They cause strokes,
mm-hmm.
heart attacks. All
yes.
those kinds
yeah.
of diseases are related to those type of emotions, which are a cousin to unforgiveness. You are truly hurting yourself and cutting your life short, or either making your life more challenging than it needs to be, or both, as a result. And you know what?
Absolutely.
The person that you're not forgiven is not even thinking about you.
No.
They're living their life.
They're
having a good time. They're over at the party. They have their family. They have their friends. You know what? Some of these people don't even know that they've done anything. They've even done anything wrong. You haven't even shared with them.
Exactly.
You know, you did X, Y, and Z to me, and you didn't even give them the opportunity to say, "Forgive me," so
right.
that you could forgive. And so they're just living their life wondering why you're not talking to them. And said, well, you know, if you're not going to talk to me, I'm not going to waste my time on you. And they're going on their vacations,
exactly.
and they're buying their houses and driving their cars and working at their jobs and dealing with their friends. They are not thinking about you.
No,
you
they're
are not that important.
They're somewhere sleeping.
They are somewhere sleeping, relaxing, chilling on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And you over here mad. And because you're mad, the whole house is mad. You know those people that because they're mad, the whole house is mad?
Yeah.
And then they walk outside
mad,
and everybody around them has to deal with their angry behavior and their angry ways and their angry attitude. And it's not because they're mad at anybody except that one person that's not even thinking about them over an issue that happened 10 years ago. You got to let it go. You got
to
let it go. And let God bless you. Let God bless you.
Yes.
The other thing that, the last thing I want to talk about what to do when you're in the midst of a storm so that you can dance in the rain, remember who you are. See, when you are going through a storm, remember I said that Satan will come at you? That's when all those bad thoughts about who you are, you know, whether it's something that you've done or just something that you're experiencing, it starts off with, I'm so stupid. I shouldn't have been so whatever, kind. I shouldn't have had so much patience. I should have known this was going to happen. Me. Nothing good ever happens to me. I don't have any friends.
Yes.
I'm all by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always going to be sick for the rest of my life. I'm always going to have this issue. I'm never going to have any money. I'm never going to have a nice place to live.
Right.
I can never have anything good happen in my life. All those ugly thoughts that are so contradictory to what God says.
It is the total opposite. It's the total opposite.
It's the total opposite.
And if you allow the devil, if you allow him to trick you like that, if you allow the devil to trick you like that, he will keep you in a loop that won't stop.
Yes.
You'll just be in
a
loop going over same thing over and over and over. Yeah.
You're just in a loop.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let it go.
Let it go. You know, often our feelings of hurt, insecurity, anger, unworthiness, bitterness, you know, all of these feelings travel together. You know, like I like to say they're cousins, you know. And we must remember who we are in order to cancel that attack and in order to ensure that it doesn't become a stronghold in our life. What is a stronghold? It is something that literally has a strong hold, a grip on you. And so what happens, it becomes a belief that you have. And you can't shake it because you believe it just like you believe your name, just like you believe, you know, who your parents are, the town that you were brought up in, the color of your skin, your nationality, just like you believe those things, whether or not you like sweet things or bitter things or salty things, just like you know those things, you begin to know these things about yourself or your life, even though they're untrue. And you don't ever believe one, you believe a group of them. You don't ever believe that you're insecure all by itself. You have to be insecure and ugly, or insecure and fat, or insecure and stupid. You can't just be insecure. You know, it always travels with something. You can't just be mad. You know, I'm mad. No, you're mad and you're frustrated. You're mad and you can't stand people.
You're mad,
You're mad and you have a nasty attitude. You know, you're not. You're never just mad. You're never just unworthy.
No.
You're unworthy and never, ever going to have anything to account to in life. You know, never going to have anything
right.
positive. Never going to have anything good. Always filled with doubt.
Mm-hmm.
They always travel mm-hmm. with at least mm-hmm. one more. Usually it's a crowd.
Usually yes.
it's a crowd. And it crowds your mind. And God says,
yes,
I gave
does.
You a sound mind. But you over here mm-hmm. inviting all these other folks in. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And I keep telling you.
Go ahead.
Go right ahead. No, 2 Corinthians.
2 Corinthians verse 10 and 4 says, casting down imaginations
okay.
and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. What are we talking about here? It says cast down every imagination. Cast down every thought and
mm-hmm.
every high thing. Everything that seems to be so that you know ain't really so. Casting it down. Putting
uh-huh.
it in its place. Anything that tries to exalt
right.
itself. Anything that tries to lift itself up. Okay? Because the
Amen.
Truth of God
Amen.
Doesn't lift itself up. We just saw that about love. It doesn't lift itself
mm-hmm.
up.
We just talked.
It just
it doesn't
lifts.
Brag or boast.
It doesn't need to
mm-hmm.
because it comes
mm-mm.
in the room and it just lifts the atmosphere. You just move into
exactly.
a place.
Amen.
You just move into
yes.
a space of forgiveness. You just move into this love feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You just move into goodness. It says casting down those things that exalt themselves, right?
Amen.
And exalting
Amen.
Themselves where? The knowledge of what? God. These things do not have a knowledge of God. They are coming against God's truth. And it
gosh.
Says, what do you do with these things? Bring them into captivity.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, bring into captivity every thought.
Mm-hmm.
Every thought. And what do we do with them? We're going to bring them into the obedience of Christ. Because the only things that are going to survive in the obedience of Christ are the things that belong to him.
I had to. Oh, Lord, yes. Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Who does God say we are? You know, I wanted to
right.
read some of these things that I found out about the Bible, what about who God says we are, because you need to be able to counteract these thoughts
mm-hmm.
with the truth of God's word. So who
mm-hmm.
are you in Christ? The word says, I am complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 2 and 10. I am alive with Christ. Ephesians 2 and 5. I am free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8 and 2. I am far from oppression and fear does not come near me. Isaiah 54 and 14. I am born of God, and the evil one does not touch me. 1 John 5 and 18. I am holy
mm-hmm.
and without blame before him in love. Ephesians 1 and 4, 1 Peter 1 and 16. I have the mind of Christ. Talk about having the right mind. 1 Corinthians 2 and 16, Philippians 2 and 5. I have the peace
right.
of God, which passes all understanding. The peace of God doesn't make sense. We try to say you can only have peace when these issues go away. No. You have peace right
yeah.
there in the midst of the storm because you're going to
give
Amen. That storm over to God, and you are going to celebrate and have peace. I have the peace
Amen.
Of God that passes all understanding, Philippians 4 and
mm-hmm.
7. I have the greater
yes.
one where? Living in me. And greater is
Amen.
He who is in me than he who is in the world. 1 John 4
Absolutely.
And 4. What is that saying? Look, Satan might be trying to come and take up residence in me, but greater who is the greater one lives in me, all
right?
Right. And greater is
right.
he who is in me, because the greater
right.
one is in me, but the evil one
mm-hmm.
is in the world. Oh, my
in
God.
The world.
I receive the gift
the
of
world.
Righteousness and reign
mm-hmm.
as a king in life by Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
Romans 5 and 17. You don't reign
Amen.
As a king in heaven. You reign as a king in life. How dare this trifling little storm try to come and upset you?
Amen.
I have received the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus, the eyes mm-hmm. of my understanding being enlightened. Ephesians 1, 17 and 18. Listen, God says, there is no good thing that I'm going to withhold from you. You want some wisdom? I'm going to give you all the wisdom you want. I will not let the eyes of your understanding be dim. They will be mm-hmm. enlightened. I have received
Amen.
The power of the Holy Spirit to lay hands on the sick and see them recover, to cast out demons, to speak in new tongues. I have power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing mm-hmm. shall by any means harm me. Nothing. Mark 16,
Hallelujah.
17 and 18, Luke 10, 17 and 19. I have put off the old man and have put on the new man, which was renewed in the spirit after the image of him who created me, Colossians 3, 9, and 10. That is awesome. I've put off the old man. I am not who I used to be, all right? You can get up every morning. God's mercies are new every morning. And so every morning you can get up and say, I'm not the person I was yesterday. I'm a brand new person today. I have given... And it is given to me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together,
Amen.
And running
Amen.
Over. Men
yes.
give into my bosom. Luke 6 and 38. I have no lack, for my God supplies all of my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4 and 19. I can quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked one with my shield of faith. Ephesians 6 and 16. You better go run and do that Bible study with Elder Faye.
Yes, you do.
Quench
yes, you do.
Every fiery dart.
Yes.
Those darts are coming,
mm-hmm.
and those darts have fire. And I always, when I think about that, I think about fire being set to a curtain, just going up all at
mm-hmm.
once. But you know what? If you have on the full armor of God, those fiery darts can't come near you. They can't light up anything
Amen.
Around you. They're going to fall
Amen.
Down and extinguish because you know the
yes.
word. Amen.
Yes.
I love that.
Amen.
I am God's
Amen.
Child, for I am born
yes,
again
are.
Of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, which lives
Amen.
And abides forever. 1 Peter 1 and 23. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4 and 13. I show forth the praises of God, who has called me out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Look, it may seem like you're in a dark moment, but God is calling you forward to something greater, forward to something
yes,
higher.
Is.
That storm is never going to touch you. It's circling around, but it is not really there. It is just an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
It is just
Amen.
An illusion. 1 Peter 2 and 9. I am God's workmanship, created in Christ unto good works. Ephesians 2 and 10. I am a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. There's a whole lot of new going on. You are not
yes,
who you
new,
used
new.
To be. That person that you
yes.
used to be that you feel is worthy of all that name calling and all those undeserving ways, that is not
okay.
who you are anymore. Put down that imagination
Absolutely.
And exalt up something that is of God. Don't allow it to creep back up and say that it's the truth.
Ooh.
It is the former truth. But the truth is,
yes, it is
that you are a new creature in Christ. I am a spirit being, alive to God, Romans 6 and 11, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. I am a believer, and the light of the gospel shines in my mind. 2 Corinthians
now,
4 and 4. I can
I
go
want
on.
Everyone... Yes, because we're getting ready to run out of time, but I want people
yes.
to, we're going to go on. I want you to listen to this again and hear the ending of it if we stop streaming, but go right ahead. It's being recorded.
Oh, my God.
It's being
you know,
recorded.
I love that, you know, I'm a spirit being and alive unto God. Listen, everything
yes.
about us is spirit first. Remember, God says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We're not fighting anything mm-hmm. carnal. We have a United
no.
States Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, Coast Guard, all that stuff for that. We don't need that in this fight. We need
exactly.
the spiritual fight, okay? We need our whole spiritual armor on, all right?
Right.
This is who we are. We are a spirit being, and we cannot be killed. Amen.
Amen.
I am a believer,
Amen.
And the light of the gospel shines in my mind. That just drives me nuts. The spirit of the gospel, the light of the gospel shines
the light.
In my mind.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind. It illuminates in
yes.
my mind. God has given me revelation. Mm-hmm. My God.
Yes,
I am
yes.
a doer of the word and blessed in my actions. That's James mm-hmm. 1 and 22 and 25. I am a joint
Amen.
Heir with Christ. Now, that's a big one right there. I am a joint
yes.
heir with
Your
Christ.
Heir.
Romans 8 and 8 and 17. You understand that God has let Jesus have everything?
Mm-hmm.
And we are a joint heir? Do you know what it means
yes.
to be a joint heir? You have equal
yes.
footing.
Yes.
You don't have less.
It's like
you have
co-owning.
Equal.
Yeah.
Cold. Oh, my God. I am
yes.
more than a conqueror through him who loves me. Romans 8
exactly.
and 37. More than a conqueror.
Amen.
I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. Revelation 12 and 11. I am a partaker of his divine nature. 2 Peter 1 and 3 and 4. I am an ambassador for Christ. Look, I'm letting people know that Christ is coming, and I am a semblance of who he is. That's who you
exactly.
are. Exactly. 2 Corinthians 5 and 20. What can defeat you? You're just like Christ.
Nothing.
When we have
yes.
an ambassador over in other countries, they represent our whole government, not just the president, our whole government.
Yes.
Do you understand that
yes.
by being an ambassador of Christ, you are representing him. You have the same authority and ability and power as Christ
yes.
himself.
Mm-hmm.
I am a partaker of
yes.
his divine nature.
Yes.
His divine
Amen.
Nature. I am part of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a purchased people. 1 Peter 2 and 9. Jesus
yes.
purchased. He bought
mm-hmm.
us.
Yeah.
I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 5 and 21.
Amen.
I am submitted to God, and the devil flees from me because I resist him in the name of Jesus, James 4 and 7. Listen, you don't have to will yourself to stop doing anything. You do it
Mm-mm.
in the name of Jesus. You
mm-hmm.
do it in the name of Jesus. Let God do it through you. Don't do it
yes.
for yourself. Let God do it
mm-hmm.
through you. I
yep.
am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Isaiah 5, 53 and 5, 1 Peter 2 and 24. I'm sure we see that many other places. I am
mm-hmm.
called of God to be the voice of his praise. Psalm 66 and
yes.
8, 2 Timothy 1 and 9. I am strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. Colossians 1 and 11. It is not I
Amen.
Who live that lives in me. If you don't remember anything else, it is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Galatians 2 and 20. Christ
okay.
is alive in you.
Yes, he is.
Anything that is coming against you is not coming against you. It's coming
mm-hmm.
against the Christ in you.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember, Jesus already said it is finished. Just remember
Amen.
That it is finished. Remind it.
Amen.
It's finished. I'm putting you in your place. I'm casting down this imagination. I'm pulling you into the captivity and causing you to be obedient to the word of Christ. Listen, I'm going to find a word of Christ that is going to show me and you how you're not really real. You might say
mm-hmm.
that I'm unworthy, but the word of God says that I am. You might say
exactly.
that Jesus is not with me, but the word of God says that I am. You might say Amen. That I'm not royalty, but the word of God says that I am. You might say that I'm not healed, but the word of God says that I am. You might say that mm-hmm. I'm not loved, but the word of God says that I am. That is what putting this thing, casting it down, that's what you do with it.
Yes. Yes, so we just,
you,
well,
you
just
show
what
it
Jesus
the truth.
Did.
You, yes, that's right.
That's
that is exactly
did.
What Jesus
did.
It
is written.
It is written.
It is written.
That's right.
And then
when Satan attempted to tempt him in the garden.
Yes,
when
it is written.
When he attempted to tempt him in the garden, he just kept saying, it is written. He didn't fight him
right.
with his words,
no.
with his thought,
no.
with his faith, with his
no.
mind. He didn't have to. He didn't have to do it. How easy is it
no.
to have faith for something that is already written and done?
You're looking at
That's
a video.
Easy.
It's very easy. It's already done. It's already, it's there
it's
is
already
no
done.
Issue. Yeah.
No,
it's
already
done.
Done. And,
yeah.
and you know, when we're going through a storm, the truth is that many of us do have a moment. You know, we have a moment. And we really just need to remember who we are in God, that he's already done it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we have to remember. We mm-hmm. have these moments when things come against us. But you have to stop for a minute and you have to say, my God supplies all my needs. I trust
Amen.
That word. I can do all things through Christ. I trust that word.
Yes, that word.
Jesus said
mm-hmm.
that it's finished. I trust that word. I have the mind
mm-hmm.
of Christ. I trust that word. See, that's what you do. That's how you build yourself back up. Your faith is
yes.
holy, and it's the currency of the Spirit.
Okay. Yes,
so
it is.
So you have to build up that faith. You have to remind yourself because, you know, that tsunami comes and knocks the wind out of you for a moment.
Yes,
but it's just
it does.
A moment of weakness because you're human. Don't get upset with yourself for having a moment of weakness. You're human.
You're human.
You're
going to
have moments of weakness. And for some
mm-hmm.
people, you might have moments of weakness that might last days, weeks, months. But the point is that you allow yourself to be reminded of who you are and of to whom you belong and the truth about what God says about you. When
mm-hmm.
you're able to do that, you can dance your way in the midst of any storm because God says, I will
okay.
never leave you or forsake you. It's going to be
mm-hmm.
okay. I got your back. I saw this coming. The preparation is already
mm-hmm.
there. No weapon
Amen.
Formed against you shall ever prosper.
Amen. Amen. Oh! Woo! This was a powerful, powerful teaching and one that is needed in the world today because a lot of people are going through storms. And a lot of people
yeah.
don't know how to handle themselves during that. And I think that, you know, this is the type of teaching. Please pass this on. This is recorded. So anyone who was listening live will be able to hear the whole recording after we go off the air. Pastor, associate pastor, amen. That's all I can say.
You know, I think I just preached myself happy.
I think you did. You preached yourself happy. What can I say? You know, you give me the microphone, and I'm like, well, it is done. It is said. It is finished. This was a very, very, very special recording. And I'm happy to announce that this is the recording that's going to be on the Master's Groove.
Awesome.
Awesome. So yes,
awesome.
This is definitely rewarding for them. So get ready, as T.D. Jakes will say, because this is
I'm so excited about
going,
that. I love
yes,
that audience.
Yeah.
I hope that they really get a lot from it.
Exactly. It will bless them. So Bible study and Christian life coaching, two things that will help you through this world. And you can catch us at www.journeyhomeministries.org. K Horvath at journeyhomeministries.org is where you email Kim if you have any questions. Kim, bye. We have to go.
Yes, we have to go. We are past our time tonight.
Go.
I know.
Yeah, we have to go. But my sister, I just want to let everybody know that your next show will be October the 7th at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. What, Eastern Standard?
Yes, Eastern.
Okay, Eastern. I wanted to make sure I get the right Eastern Standard right.
Eastern,
okay.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
For the next lesson, everybody. So peace, blessings. Have a wonderful, wonderful month. Make sure you meditate on what you heard, and please give it to someone who doesn't know. All right? We're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art with Society Hill Music. Pastor, I will talk to you soon.
All right. God bless everybody.
God bless. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.